From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Late last year, a nearly 900-page report was completed by the House and Senate Intelligence Committees, but its potentially explosive contents have not yet been released. The document details findings from a joint inquiry into intelligence and law enforcement failures in the months prior to the September 11th attacks. Lawmakers who produced the report are now demanding that the CIA and FBI speed up what they say has been a suspiciously slow-moving review. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
The report issued by the Joint Intelligence Committee last December was the product of months of hearings, most of them behind closed doors, and a review of tens of thousands of pages of secret documents. The entire report was classified, but leaders of the probe asked the CIA and FBI to review its contents and declassify everything but those issues affecting national security. Florida Democratic Senator Bob Graham co-chaired the joint inquiry. He says the CIA and FBI have already spent 4.5 months doing that review and may take another 1 or 2 months to finish.
I think that's outrageous. It's denying to the American people access to what I think they will find to be a very informative report on what happened before September the 11th and also some of the things that have happened since September the 11th. And it's denying to us in Congress the opportunity to start the process of implementing our recommendations where they require congressional action.
Graham, it should be noted, is also running for president next year, and he's mentioned in campaign appearances the fact that the report's still being kept under wraps. But Porter Goss, the Florida Republican who chairs the House Intelligence Committee, is also unhappy. This week he called the declassification process horrendously frustrating and complained to the Washington Post that, quote, the report is not going forward. Goss, through a spokeswoman, declined further comment. But Alabama's Richard Shelby, who was the top Republican on the Senate side of the intelligence probe, said he had not expected the CIA-FBI security scrub of the report would now be in its fifth month.
That's a long time. Of course, we don't know if it'll ever be declassified, but I think a lot of it should be.
A CIA official who spoke only if he would not be named said the agency's review has taken as long as it has because the report contains so much highly classified information and research dealing with sensitive sources and methods. But Senator Graham says it's also clear that those reviewing the report don't determine the pace at which their work is being completed.
And they've been quite open that in a number of instances, they're not the decision makers. The decisions are being made at levels above them.
Graham has said he fears a cover-up by an administration which he says prefers secrecy over openness. But some of the report's most sensitive information has already leaked and been reported widely, such as the contribution to a charity made by the wife of Saudi Arabia's ambassador to Washington that ended up benefiting at least two of the September 11th hijackers. California's Jane Harman, the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, says given the importance of the report, it should have been out in unclassified form long ago.
This government is able to declassify documents quickly when necessary. Example, Colin Powell testifying before the United Nations about our case against Iraq. That information was declassified in a matter of days, and it was serious information. Important sources and methods were protected. That's the process that should be followed now.
Harman says that at a meeting she and Goss had yesterday with CIA Chief George Tenet and FBI Chief Robert Mueller, they were told the agencies are working on finishing the review. Lawmakers are hoping their report can be unclassified by the end of the month. A CIA official today said that's, quote, possible. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.